on the International Space Station, the carbon dioxide removal assembly system, which is based on zeolites and the molecular sieve. And then combining that with hydrogen gas generated by a Russian system referred to as Electron, another, I believe, CO2 scrubbing system that's that produces hydrogen. So these things are coming together in the saboteur, and the saboteur then produces water and methane. So methane currently is waste, and the water can be put in for electrolysis. AC Joya.
Okay, we're coming to the end. This was technet number 1673. That was base report number 273. 73 to all before we get cut off. Roy, for any final comments, and then you pass it over to Paul. AC2IS. AC2GS. AC2RW.
Yes, we have a preponderance of AC2s these days. Well, thank you very much. I had loads of fun. And maybe next time we should repeat the TechNet at AC2GS email address so that we get some mailbag questions. But otherwise, I had a fun time, and I'll talk to you guys down the log. Now on the call.
Say the email address one more time, Roy.
Yes, it is TechNet at AC2GS. In phonetics, that's Alpha Charlie 2 Golf Sierra .com. TechNet at AC2GS .com.
That's an easy one to remember. You got a call.
Okay, we'll say 73. We'll be back here next week. And I like the physics part, you know. Do all the colliders and all of that. That's great. Roy for that. And 73 Dick, have a good weekend, and almost a weekend, a good week. We'll see you next weekend. 73 WS2N, Chris.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73. And good night from the W2BL repeater. Welcome to the W2BL repeater.
W-1-8-E-N. Thank you. KD2ESY, KD2KNH.
Charlie and Camille, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Richie. How was your weekend?
It was very good. I was on the tech net last night. And, you know, Ed, WB2EAB, he said to me that the other day that my charge batteries in the chair regularly, when they would come back maybe a little bit, and they did. For a long time, I wasn't charged from a Lithium D cycle, which is good for an iPad, not for me.
Yeah, there's all kinds of theories on the operation of batteries, and I hear, you know, many different statements, but I'm glad it worked for you.
And well, I was on the tech deck about it, and Dick said we'll come back, but never exactly to where they were. And sometimes at the goal places, so but they now seem like they're holding up. So what's new?
Oh, you know, wound up another high power shoot, and came in second place, but there were only six people, so it was no great accomplishment. But yeah, nice to get it over with before the winter, you know, sets in. Normally it's cold this time of year.
Okay, Charlie. By the way, on the science relate with a thumb hole in the stack, I know you can't buy them new anymore. You buy used one. Is that legal?
I can't either. No. Not on a semi-automatic. I'm sure on both actions they're perfectly fine.
Alright, so what do people do if they want to get rid of a Mini 14, say, some old spot?
Normally they just hold on to them or they'll try to sell them, but you really can't get much for stock. You know, might be on eBay or on GunBroker.
Yeah, the whole thing's ridiculous. They won't come back. Anyway, what did you shoot with the, what did you use, the AR-15? It's a high-power shoot. And I started to tell you, my Mini 14 that I had in Queens had a red dot scope. It was not a Leopold, but it was expensive.
I never found them particularly accurate. They did come out with newer versions that were more accurate. AR-15 is far superior. But, no, I just used the bolt-action 223 for my high-power shoot. Standing, sitting, and laying down prone on the ground.
I tell what happened. You won?
No, I came in second. I believe my overall score was 224 out of 250 out of the combined best two of four shoots.
Very good. By the way, I was trying to remember the name. I used to shoot Camelton Range.
Yes, that's where we shoot our high power.
Okay, well, I could join a club. I would go out there from Queens. And, you know, because everything in Queens has gone the way the Delta bird. So I went out there and enjoyed myself.
Yes, a lot of people, you know, people from the city, they'll drive all the way out to Calverton or they'll drive to the Ridge Range, which is much nicer for sitting down and just doing some shooting. It has overheads to protect you and it's just a much better laid out range and it's safer.
Where is it? What is it?
Didn't hear you, but if you were asking where it is, Route 25 in Ridge.
Okay, now I understand, yes. Alright. Anyway, it's a great day here today. My new lady friend is coming over here. And, I told her she's going to pick out a place in Freeport. Close. Tell her she can have what she wants. I'll probably have some lobster and crab.
That's fantastic. You're making me hungry now, and it's only breakfast time. I think about this time of year, normally I'll get a seafood fra Diablo at least once a year.
There's the Diablo.
Combination seafood platter with, lobster and shrimp and clams and mussels all over a bed of linguine with, a red sauce.
Okay, where do you go for this? What town, whatever?
Well, I normally get it to go, so it's from a Italian place, or even there's a satellite pizza place by me that makes a good one, too.
Okay, well, we want to go where we can sit down and enjoy ourselves. Maybe if it's a warm day, sit down outside by the water. That's what I would like. But, I'm waiting for Social Security to come in on the 3rd of November, and right after that, we're going to come.
Take advantage. Well, that sounds like a good plan. There's no end to good seafood places on Long Island. You definitely can't go wrong. If you just Google, do a couple of Google searches, you'll find a million good places to eat.
Well, it sounds a very nice place in, Port Jefferson. But she thinks it's too far. I called the place up. First of all, I like what it looks like online. The place has been in business, it says, 35 years. And the best thing is I told them my situation medically. They sent me then to talk to the manager. When we arrive, they'll send a couple of bus boys out to get me out of the car into the wheelchair. But, nobody else will do that.
Well, that's very nice. Definitely make sure you have a place that can get you in and out of the car. But, I hope everything works out well. I'm just about to my stop, and I've got to get busy. So I'm going to say 73s, and you have a great day. Maybe I'll catch you later. I'll be clearing your final list.
Okay, Charlie. Nice talking to you. See you later. And to Rio.
73s, 82 KNH clear.
Thank you. Romeo, WB2QEQ.
Next tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2BL repeater.
I think one of the worst bits of traffic I've been into at work was cleaning mattress. And when we leave, to the side of the vehicle, we go through the tunnel. We have to go up and around. The driver has got to go down either to the white stone or the Throgneck Bridge. And we pulled out of the depot at Maspeth, headed east on the LIE, north over the white stone, and then west on the Cross Bronx. And it took 5 hours to get from Maspeth to the GW Bridge.
And Rich, that's why I told the wife we need to move back to Arizona.
I hear that too. So, I got 30 years in, put in a few more years, I think my youngest one through college, and when I retire, I don't think I'm going to stick around in New York. It's really going to depend on where my 3 kids end up settling down. I don't want to be on the opposite side of the country from them, but I don't necessarily want to stay in this area either. I still have a lot of family and friends and stuff, but it's just expensive and the hassle every day just getting around. So, but we're looking at different places, different states. There's nothing concrete yet. I'm trying to start thinking about neighborhoods and states that we might want to live in. But we'll see. I mean, I like Virginia. I like Tennessee. North Carolina, but inland North Carolina, not on the coast. So, it really will depend on where the kids end up.
Good morning. And to where to what?
KB2KWI, good morning, good morning.
Yes, and to where you go, I've just been listening to you. Sounds interesting. Rich, I know you have a hard job. How does your wife take it? Because you're away through long periods. And the other station, KB2KI, what's your name? Come on back. Turn it over to Rich. My name here is also Rich. I'm in Massapequa Park. Call is November 2, Echo Oscar. You pick it up, sir.
Good morning, N2PO. This is KD2KWI. Name is Tommy. I think I heard you on the radio yesterday talking about guns.
Yes, I did, Tommy. I used to shoot. No more. If you want, I'll explain what.
Well, above and beyond my current day job, on the weekends I am a professional competitive shooter. I shoot guns competitively in competition. And it is another source of income for me and my family.
That's very nice. And if you come from Arizona, where is New Mexico? What's his name? Sheriff? Arpedo or Arpedo? I know there's a way he's under the firing of the government. I support him 100%. So let me turn it over to Rich. Rich, pick it up, then to him.
Sheriff, man, I support him too. Good guy. Got a lot of great ideas. Unfortunately, the establishment doesn't think so, but I think it's great, especially the way he handles the inmates and stuff out there. Real good. You know, don't make it such a cushy place. So the guys want to get back in there again. So, give him a job and train him, get him out on the streets so they can earn their own keep. And I wonder, Tom, if you know, the teacher, I think it's A.D., Ed, he does a lot of competitive, he used to, a lot of competitive handgun shooting as well. I think Black Powder stuff, too. I wonder if he's come across him. Tom?
Oh,
It's funny enough that you mentioned Sheriff Joe. He was the sheriff in my town that I actually worked in. I worked in Tempe, Arizona, which was governed by Maricopa County, that's where he was the sheriff at, Maricopa County. I do shoot with a couple of guys named X. I just got to catch his last name so I can see if I have shot with him. But, yeah, Sheriff Joe definitely had some amazing ways of to run his system.
And she's still there? What did she drop out?
I'm up here. I just thought I would go back to you. But, is it Gallander? Is that last name? She's a talk shooting often. She still does. I never. I enjoy shooting quite a bit. A bunch of handguns. She go to the local range. Originally got the permit when I was involved in the jewelry business. Not doing that anymore, but still have them. And I find it very relaxing. Spend an hour or two down there. You have to be so focused on what you're doing. Anything that you might be worried about or thinking about just kind of get put to the side. And I come out of there a lot more relaxed than it was when I walked in. Go ahead, Rich.
I'm sorry, Rich. I did not catch Ed's last name. What was Ed's last name again?
Gallander.
Last name doesn't sound that familiar, but there is many different disciplines of pistol shooting that we do. I predominantly shoot my home range is out of West Hampton, right behind Gabreski Airport, called the Pine Barrens, or other people might consider it as Long Island Practical Shooting Association. But that is my home range as of now.
Okay, very good. I've never gone out there shooting. Never really shot in an outdoor range other than with the scouts. Skeet shooting once, that was a lot of fun. And then the 22s, at the outdoor range, but haven't done much other than that. Never got any grandfather out of it. Hunting rifles, all different kinds. Used to bring deer and moose. All sorts of goodies home. All the uncles got all of his long guns. Never got into hunting myself. Didn't have the time. Rich?
Okay, Ed, here we go. Just so I can know, I had a rifle in New York City to buy both. And they're one of the toughest in the country. You have to renew it every 2 years, about the time it was up for renewal. Had a mild stroke. And I called them up, Firearms Control Board, about a year and a half later. Guess that's how long it took me to get over the stroke. Fortunately, I did get over that terrible vertigo, but it passed. They said I'd have to reapply even if I got a doctor, so they wouldn't accept that.
Yeah, the five boroughs is kind of weird that way, and there's very little to no wiggle room within the five boroughs, and it's weird how they run their system, and it's unfortunate. But did you reapply for your rifle permit?
Well, I left the city. I was in Queens, in Whitestone, next to Bayside. I came out here to Massapequa Park, Long Island, Nassau County. You don't need to go through that out here. Problem is, I'm totally disabled. I lost both my legs due to complications with diabetes. I called up the club in Freeport. They said no problem. I got some other medical issues. They said it's not a problem as long as I take your safety class and demonstrate like anybody else to shoot safely. The problem is I can't get there. Excessive eyes will not drive me there with a gun. Over.
Certainly up to them. Well, although in Nassau and Suffolk, you don't have the restrictions like the city does on long guns, net rifle and shotgun, without permits. Got a permit for a handgun, though. And that's Suffolk, yeah. I said I had originally got it when I had the business, needed it for that. But they certainly don't make it easy. I'm just not going to give it up, though. And it's now renewable every 5 years. And no longer either. You have to bring in the weapons to police department. The OJ doesn't do that. They compare all the serial numbers now. They don't have you bring them in anymore, which is nice. That was a hassle trying to do that. One of my guys, Tom, I was very happy to get when kept my uncle in Florida and passed away. He retired. That's the county cop. And I got both the service revolver and backup piece, which was police issue, the service revolver anyway. So when I went to put it on my license, I told the guy behind the desk, I said, this gun came back home again. So I goes, what do you mean? So I told him the story behind it. So he's back in Nassau.
I've been shooting guys double. But you want to have a check on what you said. The other station, I think you said your name is Tommy. Pick it up, sir.
Yeah, my apologies. I didn't realize I was stepping on Rich. The rifle club out of Greensboro is a pretty nice club out there. So it is, it would be difficult to try to find a ride to get there. So you can take that safety class, but those people over there are really nice and will definitely help you out once you're able to get a ride out there.
Okay, Tommy. I have a medical condition called Tourette syndrome, if you've ever heard of it. It's very rare. It's coming up more and more on the street. Tourette syndrome. And, I'm okay because I can hold symptoms back for a couple of minutes just so I don't jerk the gun. I used to shoot at Calvert, and I never had a problem. What I lost is my Mini 14 with a red dot scope. It also had a Ruger 1022 and an 8mm sporterized Mauser. The Mauser was too expensive to shoot. Back to you, Tommy.
All three of those rifles are really great rifles. I own a Ruger 1022. I also own a Mini 14, as well as pretty much an additional 32 or 33 guns above and beyond that. But, if you have a chance, try to see if you can get out the Freeport. I do know that they hold competitions out there on the weekends as well. But if you ever have a chance to finally get out there, let me know what you can be then. I'll be more than happy to come out there as well for you.
Very nice, Tom. I called the police department only to ask them what they thought of a discrimination. Not taking somebody out only because he has a rifle in a gun case and ammo kept separate. This is far as far as he feels, definitely is. But there's little I can do about it. Because I'm up against the county. And what do they say? You can't fight the city hall. Can we turn it back to Rich? UPS? Yes, we are.
Tommy, I'm sure you've probably heard of, I can't think of the guy's first name now, but his last name is Mitchell. He's got YouTube videos, like hundreds of them. World-renowned speed shooter, without, you know, he can make almost any weapon semi-automatic. I mean, it's crazy. This YouTube video this guy has is unbelievable. But he's pretty cool. There was another guy I used to follow, too. I can't remember his name, but he was a really good shotgun. I think he was like the factory rep for, what is that in Thailand? Benetti, Borelli. Not Beretta, but they make really, really nice shotguns. And he would take, you know, like a handful of golf balls or something, toss them up in the air, and hit them all before they came back down again. Crazy stuff. And he probably, I've seen videos of both those guys, right, Tony?
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. Jerry Michalik, I've shot with him, his wife, his daughter. They're all phenomenal shooters and phenomenal people to compete with. And Tom Knapp is who you're actually talking about, that shot for Team Benelli and then transferred over to Team before he unfortunately passed away. He also was a phenomenal guy, and I had an opportunity to meet up and shoot with him as well. And the Michalik family are phenomenal shooters. The competition that they shoot is exactly what I shoot. And I do travel all over the world because of competition and being rated currently and hopefully still number one in the state of New York. Yeah, Michalik family are phenomenal, phenomenal shooters.
Edward.
Okay. Hey, Tommy, you're a celebrity, so you better be nice to meet you. Even though it is actually me on the radio weekend. I wouldn't want to ask somebody ever to rely on to pick me up and bring me back. Not right. But I'm going to see what I can do about some other avenue to get there. What you said, I think Freeport Gun Club, they were very nice on the phone. They don't, he said to me, you don't care about your medical problems. As long as you take the class and we see that you shoot properly and safely, that's all we care about. I think that's very, very honorable and correct. Tommy, and then turn it over to Rich.
Yeah, I forgot who exactly is the president over there at Freeport. But the person that I usually generally deal with regarding the competitions is an awesome guy. He's a little bit of a stickler with rules and regulations, but we are playing with real guns that shoot real bullets. And his name is Mike Halpert. And he's the gentleman that definitely deals with the competition aspect of the revolver and rifle club out of Freeport. But I'm a safety coordinator for the tri-state area, so if you ever want to go out there, I'd be more than happy to come on down with you and to have some fun shooting some guns with you.
Thank you, Tommy. Maybe I'll do that, but first, I gotta buy a rifle. I don't want to buy another water rifle. You know, like a Mauser. They're too expensive to shoot, I found. Remington Classic ammo is a dollar a round. Too much. If I wanted you to buy a Mini 14 with a red dot scope like I used to have, or a Ruger 10/22, both inexpensive. Back to you, Tommy, and then turn it over to Rich.
Yeah, I highly suggest just getting a Ruger 10/22. The ammo is very inexpensive. It's a lot of fun to shoot. And you can shoot all day for just a couple of bucks. Rich, what do you recommend?
Now you want to get something in a caliber that, like Tommy just said, that isn't scorching off stuff to file the ammunition. You don't need that. So, that's like plinking away with 22s is a lot of fun. for a while. I know it was tough to get those, even those rounds, but you can find a place and try to stock up, I guess. I was looking at some of the new the Henry rifles, too, and the ones that shoot the pistol cartridges, like, you know, 38, and I think a 357 also, and a Henry rifle. They make some nice stuff, I tell you. I don't know if they handle those much, but I know the original Henrys are good. Somebody seems to be getting good results, but I'd be interested in that. I imagine at the level of threat, too, you must do your own reloads. Tommy, go ahead.
Yeah, Henry Repeating Arms is a good company. They definitely do good pistol caliber carbines, like you mentioned. I do reload my own ammo for my practice and my ammunition, but I do have an ammunition sponsor for my competition bullets, where I can get to shoot all day. Where I believe me making the 9mm ammo is about 8 to 9 cents a round if I make my own bullets.
Yeah, that's not bad. Go ahead, Rich.
All right, guys, and here we go. You know, I'm a people of all who said, stick with a Ruger 1022. I'm not going to go against it because you guys also said the same thing. It's a good rifle, at least for a beginner. Because when I shot at Calverton, I lived in Whitestone, Queens. I was new to it. As I started to get started, that's when I had that mild stroke. And I know what it was for Calvert. It's an orthopedic leak medicine. They later found it was doing that to me. So I got off it. They actually took it off the market for a while and brought it back at a much lower dosage. Still, I never took it again. I was scared. Anyway, that's what happened. I could not renew the permit. I'm in Nassau County. This is fired, I'm told. A police officer said to me, you're fired, there's only the federal check. No problem, and that's it. Tommy?
KC2JWI. Yeah, you're right. The only thing you have to do as a Nassau County resident is fill out the federal background check and just buy the rifle at a predominantly a Nassau County or a Suffolk County store, gun store. There are new restrictions now regarding the stocks and what you're allowed to have and what is regulated and whatnot, but you can still get yourself a Mini 14 or a 10/22 Ruger. Just has to be slightly configured differently to comply with New York State laws.
Yes, I believe, from what I understand, you cannot get anything with a thumb hole. That's what I like. It gave me more stability. I believe I could get a scope if I want. I never had a rear pole. That's something less expensive. That was good. And no flash suppressor, of course. But can I still get a Ranch model 1022 or Mini 14 with a synthetic stock?
Well, unfortunately, the law does state that a stock that has a thumb hole is also considered to be a pistol grip. And unfortunately, pistol grips are not allowed in the state of New York. You can have a flash suppressor on the end of the barrel. It just has